Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
A very warm welcome to you all to take part in this Holy Eucharistic celebration. Stay awake, therefore, we do not know the day or the hour to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin this Eucharistic celebration in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, as we have gathered here as God's family, let us acknowledge our sins and ask our Lord's pardon and mercy to take part in this Holy Eucharist. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep from us all adversity so that, unhindered in mind and body alike, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, bridegroom, come out and meet him." And all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there are not enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some of it for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Be ready, because you do not know the day or the hour when our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come. My brothers and sisters, during the Holy Mass, after the consecration of the bread and wine, the priest says that's the proclamation of the faith. And there, all of us, we respond by saying, we proclaim God's death, his resurrection, and his second coming, for which we are awaiting, all of us. My brothers and sisters, all of us, as we have been received the baptism, are we sure of getting into the kingdom of God? Or else we can say that, are we sure of our salvation by receiving the gospel, are receiving the baptism? There was one man, when I was in a parish as a pastor, I asked him, "Why are you not coming to the church?" And the man said, "Father, I am so busy. That's why I am not able to come to the church." And I asked him again, Do you know if you don't come and take part in the sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, and you are not empowered, and you are not strengthened, and you are not ready to meet Jesus Christ? I said. And he said, "No, Father, I am so busy, and I have my own prayers, and I daily pray, and even before I go for work, I pray." Then I asked him, "Is it enough that you pray by yourself, not attending the Holy Eucharist? Is it the only preparation you have? And if you say that, what about the other sacraments?" Then he said, "No, Father." But actually, the man was not interested to go to the church to take part in the Holy Eucharist and the other sacraments as well as. My brothers and sisters, this is not only the man who spoke like this, but there are some other people who think that, what is there if I don't go to church, if I don't take part in the Holy Eucharist? At the end, if I say, or if I go to confession, if I confess my sins, that's enough that I can get into the kingdom of God. These are the thoughts we have in our mind. And some people, they say that even a repentant thief who was on the side of Jesus, who is on the cross, when he asked, "Today you are with me in the paradise," Jesus promised. Yeah. Now, some people, they quote this one, and this man, did he go to the church and take part in the Holy Eucharist, and did he confess all this? But he has received the salvation. Jesus has given him the salvation, they say. But my brothers and sisters, God has given us a chance, a privilege, an opportunity to prepare ourselves. And if we are not prepared of ourselves to get into the kingdom of God, and the day will come, and as today we have seen in the gospel, where Matthew says, the 10 virgins, where only 5 of them entered inside, and the 5 were remained outside, when the foolish ones came, and the door was shut, and they were knocking at the door, and there comes, and they listen what they said, "You do not know. I do not know who you are. I do not know who you are." That's the answer we also will receive at the end. My brothers and sisters, God is always on work. God is so powerful, and he is so wisdom. God is wisdom, we say, and he is so powerful. And he is looking for each and every one of us. As we have seen in the first reading, the wisdom is personified as like a person or a lady who is seeking for someone, that the wisdom is ready to pour out to someone. But only thing, looking for the worthy person. Are we worthy to receive that? We have to think that way. There are 2 kinds of people in the world, educated and uneducated. Educated people, they think that they are wise and they knew everything. And uneducated, they are no good because they don't know anything. They have not gone to the school, they have not learned anything, they are illiterate with it. But my brothers and sisters, oftentimes, this is the opinion some of us we have, but there is another opinion, which is that even the illiterate people are wiser than the educated people. Why? Because the educated people or learned people, so-called, they think what they have, they're full of what they have, the worldly passions and worldly things. They don't care about God, and they don't think of God. And they think that only this world, the pleasure and what they get in this world is enough, and this is permanent, and this is only to get into the kingdom of God. But my brothers and sisters, This worldly pleasures, what we get, is not sure, and it is not only the way that we enter into the kingdom of God. But Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. If you feel that, if you are sure that if you are walking in the way of Jesus, and if you are receiving the reality and the truth of God, and then you will receive the life. And if not, you are not going to receive any truth, any life in the end. For instance, what we have given today, Jesus so clearly, he was so good teacher, and he taught to his disciples about the kingdom of God, how and what we have to do when we are in this world, how to get prepared. Jesus has blessed us with all these opportunities, my brothers and sisters. We have seen the 10 virgins. The 10 of them, they went to meet the groom. But unfortunately, it was in the night, and the groom was delayed, and they had to wait for a while, but unfortunately, they fell asleep. You know, traditionally, the marriages in the olden days, they take place only during the night, not during the daytime. Even in India and some other places, even till today, the marriages are only taking place in the nighttime. Because they have the tradition, they follow, the marriage takes place not 1 or 2 days, but it goes for 7 days, and they have their own preparation, both bride and groom, they have their own preparations, both the families, and also for the friends and all the relatives, they take part in the celebration. And this is a celebration of joy. Everyone can take part, and everyone can prepare, and everyone will be rejoiced. And thus, these people, traditionally, when the day comes, the bride and groom will be taken to the other place. That somehow we call maybe the honeymoon or after something like that. But here, the traditionally, when the marriage takes place after the marriage, and the both are taken to the groom's house or bride's house, and there the other party will be waiting for the people, for this husband and wife, maybe the new couple. The same thing happened in the Palestine. When Jesus narrated this story, saying that the bride and groom, maybe at the time of the marriage, after the marriage taken place, and the people were waiting for the groom. Now, the 10 virgins went with their lamps, because they were going in the night, in the darkness, and they went with their lighted lamps. But as it is said, when the groom was delayed, and now they had to wait for some time, and this duration, they might have fell in sleep, and now at the midnight, at the last hour, they heard that someone was shouting, saying that the groom is coming. The groom is coming. But now, when they got up, when they woke up and saw the wise bride women, and now they saw that these 5 lighted lamps were gone up, and now the others are okay, now they are going. But the foolish ones, they asked to borrow the oil, but they refused. Here we might say that they also can share. Why they are so selfish? And they also can extend the service to the others. But here, Jesus wanted, we can also have our own intentions, we can also think in other way, but here Jesus wanted to say that, not the selfishness, but we have to be ready. Unless we are ready, unless maybe the time, we do not know at what time he comes, but we have to be ready, and we have to get everything. We shouldn't think that we are foolish, and we have to act like a wise people, and it is sure and certain that we are going in the night, at one point or other, it might bob, so therefore, we have to carry our own oil as well. Which means, we have to get ready for everything, whatever happens on our way. If you are not ready, and the same thing happens, like a foolish virgins, when they enter there, that same thing happens to each and every one of us. When they got back to get the oil, and the groom has come, and the wise virgins, they went along with the groom, and they entered into the banquet hall, and the doors were shut. And now, when the foolish ones came, it was shut down, and now no way, and they were knocking at the door. Open, open the door. But unfortunately, the groom has come and he said, I do not know who you are. You are given a chance, and you have given a time, and you are given an opportunity, but you are not prepared, and the time has gone, and everything, you have wasted your time, you have wasted everything, all the opportunities, you misled and you misguided, everything was done. So therefore, now you are not worthy to enter into the kingdom of God, he says. My brothers and sisters, Jesus, God has sent Jesus Christ into this world, is so full of wisdom. And he has communicated to us the wisdom of God. And now, we are the children of God, as St. Paul speaks, we have to receive Jesus into our hearts, the full of spirit, what we have. But at the time of baptism, God has blessed us with a free gift, that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we have to act accordingly. Otherwise, we are not real children of God. We take it for granted that we have received baptism, it is enough. No other thing that we can enter into the kingdom of God. The time of baptism and even at the time of our death, it's enough that we enter into the kingdom of God. No way. That we have to follow the tradition and we have to follow the Ten Commandments and what Jesus has given, and all of these we have to prepare ourselves to be ready and get ready to get into the kingdom of God. If not, and the day will come, we also become like a foolish virgins, but we are not foolish, but we are full of wisdom, and God has blessed with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into this world, and he has taught us, and he shared his wisdom to us. So therefore, we are the real children of God, and now it is our turn to enter into the kingdom of God and get prepared and stay awake, not of all these worldly things, but we have to be aware of all the worldly things. The evil is ready all the time to take over, but we have to forsake all this and we have to abandon all that, and we have to receive Jesus into our hearts, and we have to be always ready to get into the kingdom of God. So therefore, during this Holy Mass, let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us strength, to give us wisdom, so that we get prepared everything. And one day, when the day or the hour comes, we will be ready to get into the kingdom of God. If we are ready, nothing will happen. Even the worldly forces will not stop, and no one will stop from the love of God. If we have such, let us thank the Lord. If not, let us ask the Lord to give us the grace, that his grace is enough that we enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray. Nourished by the sacred gift, O Lord, we give you thanks and beseech your mercy that by the pouring forth of your Spirit, the grace of integrity may endure in those your heavenly power has entered. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass Benedict.